Well, I really hope you've had a good week this week and that you've come away knowing the book of Jonah. Does everyone feel like they know the book of Jonah pretty well now?
Yeah.
I hope so. And I hope you do for a couple of reasons. One is it's good to know the Bible. But another one is Jesus knew the Bible. So when we think about being like Jesus and, you know, what was he like? Well, one of the things that Jesus was like was someone who knew the Old Testament. He knew the scriptures. He knew the Bible that he had at that time. And we saw that in the study that we did today in our groups, didn't we? When you were reading Matthew chapter 12, you'll see that some people come to Jesus and they ask him to give him a sign. He's already been giving lots of signs, but they ask for a sign. And how does he answer? He answers by referring back to the story of Jonah. So you see, Jesus knew the book of Jonah. The same book that you were learning today was a book that Jesus knew, and he knew its message and how it spoke to the people of his day. And I just want you to think about that. That Jesus knew the Bible. That being like Jesus is someone who learns the scriptures. Now, why is that important for us? Well, it's because the Old Testament part of the Bible gives us the background to understand the significance of Jesus. The Old Testament gives us the background to understand the significance of Jesus. Now, within our families, we all have some history, don't we? We got some history, and maybe in your family, you've got some funny little phrases that you say within your family that nobody else would understand. Is that true? So we've got lots of those in our family, and they normally come from watching TV shows together. And so I'm trying to think of one now. There's normally a whole lot of them in my head and I didn't write them down. So there's one where whenever we have a party, someone's party, then I will normally say, bitter shush, let him speak. And this comes from...
It's his day.
And so it's this scene from a show called Leno and Woodley. And in our family, it's funny, right? It's funny. Now, other people who haven't watched that show will probably go, huh? You know, what are you saying? Well, I don't understand. Why is everyone laughing when you say, it's his day, give him a go, I'll go you, right? It doesn't make sense to other people, but when you know the history, it does make sense. Well, if you want to understand Jesus, his history is the Old Testament. That's his history. And so when Jesus speaks, he speaks about things from the Old Testament. And we see him doing that here. And so, again, that's why I want to encourage you to be someone who reads the Bible regularly. And I talked about that a bit earlier on. St. Clement's has got that Bible reading app. And then, of course, you've got your own Bibles and you can read, you know, one chapter 5 days a week or something like that. You can do that. If you want extra help in understanding books of the Bible, then on YouTube, and you may need to ask your parents to get access to the internet, but on YouTube, there's a channel called The Bible Project. The Bible Project. And what they will do is they will give you a 10-minute talk to summarize each book of the Bible. Now, that's important because sometimes people like me can say, oh, read the Bible, and then you start reading it and you go, oh, this is a bit hard. I'm not sure what I'm reading here. And so these people on YouTube, it's called The Bible Project, they've made these summaries so that you can see what the Bible, what this book of the Bible is about, and you can get some idea on how to get going. Okay? So this is the first thing I want us to see. Jesus referred to the Old Testament. Jesus knew the book of Jonah. And being like Jesus means that we also learn the Bible. We also learn the Bible. Now, these people say to Jesus, give us a sign. Give us a sign. Now, Jesus has just been giving lots of signs, and they've seen it. And these people, let me read to you here. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you. Now, these Pharisees and teachers of the law, they studied the Bible, and so they didn't need any more signs. Jesus had done enough. They should have been able to see, here's this one doing these things, and we know from the scriptures that this is the work of God. And so they didn't really need any more signs, but they're saying they want more. And so how does Jesus respond to them? He says, a wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So he says to them, I'm not going to give you guys, Jesus does do other miracles, but he says to this group, who should know better, he says, I'm not giving you any more signs, except for one, the sign of Jonah. So you can see how Jonah is important, because Jesus, in a sense, is modeling himself on Jonah. And how is he doing it? Well, Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the fish. Jesus is 3 days in the tomb. You know, in Easter, how Easter begins on Friday, Good Friday, when Jesus dies on the cross on Friday. Then he's in the tomb on Saturday. And then on Sunday, he rises again. So it's 3 days. And Jesus is saying that that's the miracle I'm going to give you. Jonah was in the fish, but I'm going to be dead for 3 days and then come back. And this is Jesus' main sign for us, his resurrection. You know, you might say, oh, well, why did Jesus rise from the dead? Why did he have to rise from the dead? Well, I'm going to give you four reasons. The first is, when Jesus rises from the dead in the way that he said he would, it shows that what he'd been saying is true. It's very simple, isn't it? I've been saying all these things. I rise from the dead. My word is trustworthy. What I'm saying is true. And so that's the first thing. When Jesus rises from the dead, it shows that what he's saying is true. Now, because it shows that what he's saying is true, this means that, this is the second point, it means that he is the awaited Messiah. In the Old Testament, there were the promises that God would send his Messiah King. And Jesus is this Messiah King. His resurrection from the dead shows that he's the one who is bringing God's kingdom that goes forever. The third thing it shows is that Jesus is the judge. Because judgment, God holding people account for how they live, is not just when people are alive, it's also for those people who are dead, for the living and the dead. And Jesus has lived, died and come back again. So he's the judge of the living and the dead. And then the fourth one is related to that, and that is that Jesus has now brought new life. Jesus now brings the resurrection. See, I might say to you, if you believe in me, you'll live forever. If you believe in me, you'll live forever. And you might say, well, how do I know if you're telling me the truth? Well, Jesus said that. Jesus said things like, if you believe in me, you'll live forever. Now, when Jesus rises from the dead, it shows that he's got everlasting life. He's got it himself. It's not just that he gives it. He has it. He's experienced it himself. And that's why he can give it to you. So I hope you can see the resurrection of Jesus is really important. It shows that what he was saying was true, that he is the Messiah, he is the judge, and he actually can give us everlasting life because he has that everlasting life himself when he was raised from the dead. So, I hope you can see that the Book of Jonah is a great book. It's a great book. It's one of the important books of the Bible. They're all important, but it's an important book. And as we come to understand this book better, as hopefully you have this week, then we come to understand Jesus better and what he's done for us.